Welcome to Marriage Therapy Radio with Zach and Laura. First, let me say happy holidays. I think this one's coming out on Christmas Eve, and we're basically just kind of finishing up the year. I think in the new year, we'll do some more intentional stuff, but today we're kind of shooting the breeze. And also, we have a couple of offers for you. Laura has a new experiment that she's going to tell you about, which I think is really cool, especially for wives and women. And then we have a promo code on Marriage in Motion, which, you know, now's a great time to think about investing in your relationship. And we're going to help you do that by taking some money off. And that's it. I'll tell you about how I almost died. Stick around. Good morning.
Hi.
I guess I've already done the good morning Vietnam thing, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've been awake for 12 minutes.
You've been awake for 12 minutes. I've been awake for at least 4.5 hours.
I love it.
My son woke me up this morning at 5 and he's like, let me just look outside and see if it's light out. And I'm like, the sun's not going to come out for another 2 hours, guaranteed. Go back to bed. Yeah. In case you're wondering, I was sleeping in his bed.
Oh, right.
Smartest decision I ever made was giving my child a queen size bed.
Okay.
Because I spent a lot of time in his bed.
All right.
What do you think about my outfit?
You are dressed like an elf. Which is cool because it's Christmas time, and that's fun.
I'm gonna stand up for you.
It's holiday time.
It is. I want you to see that.
Oh wow, you're like really dressed like an elf.
I'm standing on my chair right now.
Why are you dressed like an elf?
And then here's the best part. These belong to my husband. I'm sorry, guys. I was just standing on my chair so he could get the full view, head to toe.
But why are you dressed like this?
Because it just feels good. No, I'm just joking. I'm going to my son's school, and which is why we need to bust this podcast out, because I need to be at his school and I will be hosting his holiday party.
All right.
Holiday. But yeah, the best part is that I am wearing my husband's tutu from Burning Man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It glows in the dark with LED lights. Yeah. What's going on?
I almost broke my back.
Yes. Okay. Will you explain, how's the noggin, by the way? Cause you,
I didn't hit my head,
but why did you pass out?
So what happened was I was going down some wet stairs and my feet just fell out from under me directly. Yeah. Just like, and I was fully airborne. Rebecca and Abby were behind me and they watched it happen. And basically,
so
the middle of my back landed square on the edge of the stair.
Yeah.
And I basically kind of bent sort of backwards over it and it knocked the breath out of me.
Yes.
So for like 30 seconds, I couldn't breathe. And then, I just sort of laid back down. And the only reason I know I lost consciousness is because when I kind of came back, Rebecca was like, Zach, which means she had escalated. Like she had,
yes,
she had started trying to get my attention and couldn't. And then, so it wasn't very long, but I think it was just my body kind of reorganizing its blood and re-putting its shock, getting out of shock. Uh-huh. But the lady who owned the house, she like called 911 and the paramedics had to come and check on me and make sure I wasn't going to die. No, I'm not. Yeah. In fact, I told her the next day, I said, listen, if somebody slipped at my house, yeah, I would be terrified that they were going to sue me. And you should just know that we're not going to. And Rebecca was like, of course we're not going to. And I was like, I guarantee you that lady's thinking about it.
100%. So, is this a friend? Someone you knew really well?
No, we had only met her for the first time that night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So totally a suing situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it for your daughter seeing you fall down like that?
It was wild. She actually went into like caregiver mode. I mean, she was the one, yeah, who talked to the paramedic and she was the one,
wow,
who kind of, she was holding my head up because it was raining too, right? It was just raining on me while I'm,
yeah,
lying there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was immobile for like the whole next day. And even today,
do you have
a
big bruise on your back?
So that was a little over a week ago. Yeah.
Do you have a big bruise on your back?
I thought I was going to, but I didn't. I did the first night. I had a lot of like kind of just real redness and scrapes and swelling, but
yeah,
I never bruised. Anyway.
Man. So speaking of pain, my husband's going to get a vasectomy. Can I ask some personal questions if you have any experience with that?
I do. There's a guy in Seattle. He actually he goes by Dr. Snip, and he pioneered this procedure that is, he had sort of invented the new vasectomy procedure. And, so I got mine about, I don't know, 2-3 years ago.
So can I ask you, I'm this is actually pretty funny. My girlfriend's husband went in and got a vasectomy, and she got to cut it and take a picture of his scrotum with the vas deferens outside, which looks kind of like a white rubber band. It's kind of thick, like a rubber band. And so she got to take a picture of his, all the parts. And I was sort of like considering being doing that. I don't think I can actually do it, but it was Rebecca in the room with you?
No, she wasn't even, I mean, she wasn't anywhere. She was at home or something. I went all by myself and drove my cell phone.
Oh my gosh. See, I think I'm going to go with Ryan. I'm learning how to be a sort of like Nurse Betty to my husband and rather than Nurse Ratchet. And I think he would really appreciate me being there. So I found a play date for my son, and I'm going to go and hold his hand and be super nurturing.
Isn't Nurse Betty a drug addict?
Sure. Yeah.
Or maybe that's Nurse Nancy. I forget it. Hey, but you have news.
I do have news. I'm so excited. I have an experiment.
I want to hear about it.
Yeah. So I get really excited. I think it's funny because I just listened to last year's New Year's podcast, and I get so stoked for the new year, and I get really ramped up, and everybody sets all these new intentions. And obviously, you know, I wanted to meet people where they were, and I wanted to give our listeners something to hold on to and just really propel them into 2020 super strongly. And so I have been working on this project called the Epic Wives Experiment. And the experiment is that for the month of January, every day I'm hoping to build women's lives up so that they can impact change in their lives. So I just, you know, we've kind of talked about this on the last few podcasts about how women tend to hold a lot of responsibility in their relationship. They are very aware of their connection. They're the ones who are encouraging, you know, let's go to therapy or let's go out on a date or whatever it might be. And I know that there are certainly men listeners out there that are saying, hey, that's not accurate. I hold 50%, but, or, you know, they hold a majority of it. But I've wanted to give women in particular something that they could do every single day that would give them hope, that would encourage them to move the needle in their relationship. And each day is a specific experiment, something for them to do in their relationship where their partner is not involved. And the experiment is to kind of see, like, how does this impact your relationship? And I don't necessarily want your partner to know that you are participating in this experiment. So they're doing these things for their partner, with their partner, initiating certain things to see what the reaction might be and how it shifts and changes the dynamic between them. So I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
So you said it's called the Epic Wives Club?
Epic Wives Experiment. Yeah. So actually, if you're a listener of the podcast, just go to laurasexperiment.com, L-A-U-R-A, laurasexperiment.com, and you can sign up. So
do you have to be a wife?
You have to be the companion. So this is a really great question. There will be an Epic Husbands Experiment. So if you consider yourself a husband, just wait, that's coming up. It's probably going to be in the month of March, but if you're in a same-sex relationship, go for it. But just know I'm specifically talking to women in this experiment.
All right, cool.
So yeah, that's okay. So I think I don't know why that was confusing for me, but if you're the female, no, you cannot. If you're the female in the relationship, I want you to sign up for this experiment. So you just go to laurasexperiment.com. It's $39 and it's a live Facebook group that you're participating in. And I want to hold you accountable. I'm going to teach, different ways to make your relationship better. And then I'm going to roll out every single day with live video, each experiment that I want for you to be doing. And there's going to be journal prompts and ways to talk to other women in this group to hold one another accountable. And I'm just stoked because I want to light your relationship on fire.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So I just talked about my exciting stuff that I've been working on. What have you been working on? Because this is pretty amazing. You sent me a text late last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I just finished my manuscript. I've been working on a project that is sort of a book. I'll talk more about it probably in the new year. But yeah, I'm really glad to be done. I was aiming to be done early this week, but I didn't finish until last night. So, I'm excited about it, and it'll roll out here in the new year.
That's all that you're going to do. You're just teasing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder, but you know what I think we should do is
what?
We have Laura's experiment, which is very cool. And maybe we could give them a code or something.
Well, I think if you just go to laurasexperiment.com, that's my own personal website. That's going to direct you to the experiment so you can sign up. But, yeah, but
we also have, what's that thing called? Marriage in Motion. And maybe it would be a cool time. I always think if you're going to reset for any reason, Christmas, New Year's is a great way to sort of start it. And I don't know if I said this last year at Christmas time, but the holidays tend to reveal trauma for people, right? People come in and they're like, I mean, I just had somebody new come in last week and say, I'm like, what brought you in here? Like, we had a big fight on Thanksgiving. And I was like, Oh yeah, that happens. People have big fights on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I think it just, it triggers us in all these different ways. But if that's where you're at right now at the end of the year and you're looking for some kind of way to get going, I think we should give them I don't know. What's it? 2020?
A promo code. Yeah. Let's give them. Okay. So here's what we'll do. Normally the course is, what is it? Like $299?
Yeah. $299.
It's like $300. And the course, if you haven't heard us talk, what?
2020. That's like a number. It could be like $202.
All right.
2020.
So that's the code is 2020.
Right. That's what I mean.
And okay. The code is 2020. The promo code.
Yeah.
And we will make the course, we'll drop it for $300 to $202.
I know.
Cause
Cause I have OCD just like that. Yeah. but only till the end of the year. Cause we have to make our, what do they call that? Quarterly quota or something.
So you want to roll, you want to have this promo code expire on January 31 or December 31st?
When the ball drops.
When the ball drops, the code is going to expire.
No, we'll do it at the end of July, January 1st, because people can wake up and shake off their hangovers and go, oh my gosh, I got to do something.
We got in an epic fight last night. Time to turn to Marriage in Motion.
Hey, did you know this? So Rebecca's birthday is October 4th.
Okay.
Did you know that that week is the most popular week for having babies in like the United States?
So what is that 9 months prior to that? Valentine's Day?
No. It's New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve. Interesting. My husband is a Valentine's Day baby. And there's a story. I'm going to tell a story about Judy Heck right now. I just mentioned her name. She doesn't listen to the podcast.
But she does think I'm hilarious.
Who doesn't? Everybody thinks you're hilarious. But yeah, she said that the Valentine's Day negligee was irresistible. And that's why Ryan was born.
There's another theory on that, though, too. A lot
what
of babies.
Is the theory?
A lot of. When's Ryan's birthday?
It's November 23rd.
A lot of people are born around that 22nd. Time because of the Super Bowl.
So the Super Bowl is actually that's the highest DV domestic violence day. Did you know that?
Yeah. But it's also when husbands start having sex with their wives again, and so babies are born in November.
Is it husbands start having sex with their wives, or wives have sex with their husbands?
Well, we could parse that. But
they have sex with each other, I think is probably the way that we want sex to be, right?
Yeah. In fact, in my manuscript, I got a chapter. Okay. Sorry.
Talk about it. You're not going to steal anybody's thunder. Tell me all about it.
So basically I wrote, I was tired of my clients not doing their homework basically. So I figured out like, what could I give them that would help them do their homework? So I wrote essentially a journal for them that has like sort of session summaries and then homework assignments and different food for thought. And I put a bunch of dad jokes in there, but then I also got, some other experts to write like sort of bonus sessions for me. And one was from Tina, who we had on session, the podcast 59,
our sex therapist.
Yeah. And she, I just edited her thing last night and oh my gosh, I was like, this is gold. I cannot emphasize enough how smart she is, but back to this question of, are they having sex? Is he having sex with her? Or are they having sex with each other? And I think what she does really, really well, and what I'm trying to do in my practice, is just have people think along those lines, like along those questions, like who's having what with who, and what's it about, and what's the purpose. And her main thesis, I think, is that, that sex for a lot of people, it's goal oriented. Like the goal is to have an orgasm versus, her argument is that it should be about pleasure and connection. So not goal oriented, but pleasure oriented or connection oriented. And I just was so refreshing to hear her or to read that and kind of dive into it quite personally, actually, because I had to edit it, but it was, I don't know. I'm thinking about a lot of cool stuff right now. And
you've got a lot of cool stuff going on in your head.
Yeah. when you're bedridden, when you're flat on your back and contemplating how long you're going to live.
Yeah.
You got to think about stuff.
For those of you who are interested in knowing more about our Marriage in Motion video series for couples, you can check it out on our website, Marriage Therapy Radio. There's a tab at the top that says Marriage in Motion. It is a 16-week video series with accompanying activity sheets, hoping to get your relationship in motion and moving in the same direction in harmony. The thing I love about this is you get to see Zach and myself. They are videos. They are beautiful. Is that you can watch one video a week if you want and stretch this series out for 4 whole months, or if you want to blast through it like many people have binge watched these videos and done the activity sheets with their partners, you could do this in a matter of like a week and a half. It would be crunch time. But I do want to invite all of you to really focus 2020 on your relationship. No better way to do that and to start than swapping out your Netflix binge for a Marriage in Motion binge. You can do that for $202 if you log on to Marriage in Motion and use the promo code 2020. We are looking forward to you making your relationship better today than it was yesterday. Now I'm going to take a whole nother, this is like the day of randomness out of us. Although that seems to be like the trend of the podcast recently is just randomness. But have you heard of having, what are they called? Dinner with death, death with dinner. Death with dinner. So the whole concept is that you want to normalize the conversation around death. And if you look it up, if you Google, I know you're right. You're probably Googling right now.
Yeah.
I can see you. Your screen changes colors. I can see that reflection on your face. But the idea is to get together a bunch of friends or acquaintances. And all you do during dinner is you just talk about death and you talk about whatever comes up. And just helps to sort of normalize the conversation. But we've been having a lot of conversations around death and what to do. And with my husband, you know, the question was, if he was to die right now, today, what would I do? And we asked each other, you know, and I said, well, first thing is I would sell the house because it's giant and I don't need this big of a house, but I would probably stay in Bend, Oregon. And part of that is because we made a commitment to come here and be closer to family and to be present. And it was just an interesting conversation we had over breakfast, sort of nonchalantly and discreetly because my son was there. And I asked him what he would do. And it was kind of a fun, I don't know, I enjoyed the conversation, to be honest, but not many people talk about death.
Yeah, there's this whole thing, death over dinner. It's a whole process.
Yeah. Yeah. And does it kind of guide you? Is it the webpage guide you? It's kind of like a movement that people are having. And so I have a friend in Seattle who has held death over dinner dinners. And then I just mentioned it to a girlfriend that I have met and gotten to know here in Bend. And she said, let's do it. You host it at your house. I was like, thanks, I will. And you can come.
Wow.
I don't want it to be a negative conversation because it's a fact of life, but there are so many conversations that we don't have. And I love that this is a movement to ritualize that conversation and make it fun.
Well, I mean, realistically, I mean, Rebecca just, she literally was like, what if you had died tonight? You know? And I was like, first of all, can't hear anything you're saying, cause I'm all on like painkillers. And, so maybe let's not talk about this right now, but it does pose a really interesting question. And again, not to be morbid, but I think if couples are going to take care of each other, they have to have data that maybe they wouldn't otherwise surface. So.
Yeah. And we went through the whole process of doing our estate planning.
Yeah, we did that.
And will and testament, which was, you know, it was expensive, but I'm glad that it's done and figured out. But the other thing is having that conversation with your parents, because like my mom's really great. She's normalized death for me from the get-go, but she's like, okay, now I want you to come in here. And in this file is where I have all of my end of life wishes. And over here, this is what I want to be, we've decided we're going to lay her down on a bed of reeds and we're going to send her out afloat and we're going to light it on fire like a Viking. I think I've told you about that.
You are not going to do that.
100%. I'm going to do it. I will probably be arrested, but mom will love it.
Yeah.
Cool. This is really taking a turn, huh?
Hey, what are you doing for the holidays? Like, tell me about the next week and a half for you. Cause we're going to take next week off, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to need that. Well, first of all, my son is home for like 2.5 weeks, which is 2 weeks too long. And, we'll do some ice skating and, we've decided to just buckle down and do only us. Mm. So, you know, we haven't invited anybody to come to our house. We haven't said we're going to go visit anybody else. So we're just going to do our family and, yeah. So we'll do Christmas Eve service at church and we'll come home and we're going to have crab legs for dinner.
Oh, wow.
And Christmas Day, we always go for like a run or a walk, a really great walk in the snow. So we'll do that, but it's going to be really low key and I will love it.
Cool.
What are you doing? Yeah.
We are here for the most part. On the 26th, we're going to Denver, to see Rebecca's brother, so my brother-in-law, and he has two young sons, so my nephews.
Is that the four? You have a four-year-old nephew?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And a toddler. And we're just gonna go hang out in Denver, maybe do some tubing and goof off. And then Abby's birthday is January 1st, so we always, mm-hmm. We've always been here for I guess now 17 years. But we always go to Krispy Kreme on New Year's Day in the morning and invite all of her friends. And we take over Krispy Kreme for like 3 hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And but we're laying pretty low. I'm going to finish up my project and and just kind of try and enjoy being present, you know? So.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to my little sister is going to be coming down. She's almost 22 in March and she's going to be coming down with a friend and we'll be spending some time with her after Christmas for New Year's, but
it blows my mind. It blows my mind that, so your sister's 22. I was married at 24 and so that's like 7 years for Abby right now. And it just blows my mind. The possibility that she could be married in 7 years. Like please don't be married in 7 years. But,
I had a whole conversation with my mom today where she found out that my nephew, is getting married and we were like, wait, hold on. Can he even legally get married? I mean, he's in the army. So I guess technically if you can be in the army,
if you can murder someone with a grenade.
Yes. You can also get married. Yeah. Yeah. But my tendency is toward, get married when you're 45.
Well, especially
for your daughter.
I'm actually doing some work right now with a couple. They're in their mid 30s and it's intriguing because you used to get married. Like I got married to become an adult and now people like become an adult and then they get married.
I think is
really interesting trend. Hey, I gotta go. I got stuff to do.
No, I gotta go.
No, you're wrong. Okay. You're
welcome. Yeah. Yeah. I have to go. I'm dressed as an elf costume and I have to dash off. That's cute. Dash off, to my son's school and put on a party.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa. Festivus.
Uh-huh. And
Seinfeld.
Join me, wives.
Yes.
Ladies, if you want to have an epic January, you want to start off strong, go to laurasexperiment.com.
And if I'm a husband and I want to give it to Rebecca, can I do that?
Yeah.
Just sign her up.
Yeah. Just sign her up.
Okay.
That would be, if you want your wife to show up like in a much better way in your relationship, just go ahead and sign her up. Hey babe, got this. And then also our marriage emotion, we have a promo code.
Yeah. So you can go to forbetter.us or it's also at marriagetherapyradio.com.
Just go to marriagetherapyradio.com
and
you'll see the link.
And you'll see the link. And, the code is 2020 and we'll make it $200.
That's right.
And, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. All right, guys. Well, let's take a 2-week break. What do you say?
I will see you in the new year.
Adios. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I just wanted to let you know that if you are interested in joining the Epic Wives Experiment, the place to go is Laura's Experiment, and it's LAURA www.sexperiment.com. And from there, you can register. We are starting promptly on Monday, January 6th. So what I recommend is that you sign up, you log into our Facebook group, you get started with all of the videos and action steps that you need to take in order to prepare yourself for the experiment before the 6th. And that way we can get going with your very first experiment on Monday the 6th. It's at laurasexperiment.com. Thanks everyone for your time and your attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday. Can you hear my jingle bells? Have a happy holiday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.